Well, let's talk sport now. We say good morning once more to Russell Barwick. Hi, Russell.
Hi, Cathy, and it's a good morning here, but I think a lot of people are very concerned about former world champion Michael Schumacher.
Absolutely.
Very sad state of affairs there.
Indeed. Some big messages coming out from across the Formula One community there, very concerned about how he's faring.
Well, yes, and if you haven't caught up with the news, there was a skiing accident yesterday in France, yesterday morning our time. He was skiing with his 14-year-old son and apparently had an accident. He was wearing a helmet, so it was high-end skiing, if you could understand that. And initially he was conscious when he was taken to hospital, but apparently quite agitated. Now he's been placed into a medically induced coma. And the doctors are saying now it's almost an hour-by-hour proposition. His condition is critical. He's in a semi-state of hypothermia to aid the recovery process. And I suppose whenever someone's in a medically induced coma, we always have grave concerns, or historically would have grave concerns. But it seems to me that the doctors seem pretty comfortable with what they're doing, but they just can't judge the damage that's been done inside his brain, and there looks to be quite some significant damage. The neurosurgeon was the one who decided to put him in there once he got a bit agitated when he was at hospital. So, yes, the whole Formula One world, the whole sporting world, he's probably one of the greats.
He really
of the
is,
past
isn't
30
he?
Years. Yes, absolutely. Whether you're a Formula One fan or not, you know, Mark Webber's gone to Twitter, so too as some of the other great motor racing legends, Jenson Button, Martin Brundle, even the cricketers. Michael Vaughan chipped in and said, forget the cricket, everyone's thoughts should be with Michael Schumacher.
Well, let's hope he does pull through. Russell, we've been talking darts over the summer break,
and I
guess we can't go through our final day together on here without mentioning the World Championship darts.
I hope we catch up very, very shortly, and you and I can go down to our local establishment where a dartboard is, and
it's have not a safe proposition.
The Radio National Championships, because I feel I could just about take you in the darts, but it's about to start, the semi-final, and the winner of this goes through to obviously the World Championship final, which is the biggest thing in darts. But it's between Simon Whitlock, of course, the Wizard of Australia, born in Hornsby, and I think he lives in Cessnock now. I could be wrong there, but I'm pretty sure he does. Up against a guy who's called the Snake, and he's got these various painted snakes across the side of his head. So the crowd is going spare, and I was just watching it on television, and they were having their practice darts. It's like a golfer having, you know, 20 minutes on the practice range. These guys can just throw a few darts. It's very hard to describe, but it's huge.
Indeed. And speaking of huge, the Big Bash, the Renegades have scored an easy win on that one.
Yes, they have, and they're now certainly on top of the ladder. And not on top of the ladder, that's their first win, but they scored 210 runs, which is a massive score over 20 overs when you think about it. The average Big Bash total, I think, last season was about 150. When you score 210, you very, very rarely get beaten. Aaron Finch got 81 off 51, and Josh Butler, who's apparently an Englishman, and they're saying he should be playing in the Test match. So I'm not really, sure about what's going on there, but 61 off 36. And there is some interest. A young bloke named Alex Doolan is the new test squad member for Australia. He's been brought in to cover one of the potential injuries. So you get the feeling that he's been brought in like the orange guy in the Davis Cup, just to get a feel of things. The good news is he's going to get the best view of New Year's Eve, and he's going to have a lovely, lovely couple of days in Sydney.
Russ, got to wrap it up. Thank you very much.
We'll talk soon.
Russell Barwick will be with us after 7:30. And Russell, of course, from Sports Television Network, ESPN.